You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
Are you surprised by the attention you're getting right now?
Not really. I mean, it's kind of what I want. I'm an artist, so I'm hoping that I get a little attention. Otherwise, I don't ever really plan to offend people, but sometimes that just happens because I think people, you know, they're not open to what they don't understand. This is just like who I am. I think it's only hard if you're trying to be something you're not. Being who you are is really easy if you're really true to that.
Pop star Miley Cyrus speaking with Matt Lauer yesterday on the Today Show on NBC. Lots of questions about her performance. I don't even have to tell you what the performance was. I don't have to describe it to you. You've probably seen it. If you even occasion social media, you know exactly what she was up to on the stage at a recent awards show. And she made a big splash. She got all the attention. She still is getting all the attention she wants, if not more. But what should her mother say to her? During that interview, by the way, with Matt Lauer, her mother was there. Off to the side, she's a talent agent, approvingly of everything her daughter is doing, at least, or so it seems, and her father as well, a celebrity in his own right. Not much to say about what his daughter's been up to lately. What should her parents be doing about this? She's an adult, but she's still their child, isn't she? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 8th of October. Suzanne Venker joins us for the first few minutes. We're going to talk about pop star Miley Cyrus and give her some advice. Then Pastor George Borghardt joins us. Who is your pastor? Is he your best friend? Is he your mentor? Is he someone you only shake hands with at the door after the church service? Is he only someone who comes to see you when things are going wrong? Pastor George Borghardt will be our guest. We'll answer those questions. Then we're going to talk Abraham the Patriarch for all of our two on Issues Etc. with Dr. Andrew Steinman, Distinguished Professor of Theology and Hebrew at Concordia University, Chicago. Now, you can join us for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or we're going to be giving away a copy of Dr. Steinman's book, From Abraham to Paul, during Hour 2 of Issues, etc., when we talk about Abraham the Patriarch. And you can leave a question or a comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, on the subject of Abraham, facebook.com/issuesetc, in advance of Hour 2. Suzanne Venker is a regular guest. She's founder of Women for Men. She's a frequent contributor to Fox News, author of the books Seven Myths of Working Mothers, The Flip Side of Feminism, and her latest, The War on Men. And she's also written a recent blog post titled An Open Letter to Miley Cyrus. Suzanne, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me.
You are the mother of a daughter. What should Miley Cyrus's mom say to her?
Where to begin? First of all, I suspect that Miley's issues are much greater than the average woman's, or excuse me, young girl's today, in that, you know, she of course is growing up in a completely different culture than the rest of us, and her parents recently divorced, so she has a lot on her plate in terms of what her mom could tell her about what what is the right direction for her life. But the most obvious one that everybody could relate to that I mentioned in my article was that, you know, it's one thing to be a confused young person who's spreading your wings and trying to figure out who you are and what you want to do with your life and all of that. It's another thing to play it out on, you know, in front of a camera, millions of people, specifically young people, who are looking up to you. And if you sort of juxtapose Miley's persona and antics and new sexual self with somebody like, for example, Taylor Swift, you get a very different, obviously, picture of what direction you have the option to go in as a young pop star like that. I mean, I know that Taylor Swift has actually gone on the record stating that she's aware, fully aware, that her messages, whether it comes through in her behavior or in what she says, are going to be extremely influential. And therefore, she goes out of her way to make sure she does the right thing. And that is obviously not Miley's MO, but that's the way it should be, and that's what her mother should be telling her.
You say, in kind of by way of piece of unsolicited advice for Miley Cyrus, that she needs to be aware that the decisions she is making now, especially kind of the big, broad career decisions, these big public decisions about how she portrays herself publicly, they're going to follow her the rest of her life. Why is that so important?
They are. You know, it takes many, many years to see how all of the decisions that we make in our life, from just about her age, I think she's 20, onward, they have a domino effect, and one thing leads to the other. And by the time you're, you know, 20 years down the road, you're going to potentially have regrets, and we all do. But these are big ones. I mean, this is what she's doing right now. She's not going to be, chances are, I shouldn't say for sure, chances are 10, 15, 20 years from now, she's not going to be this same person. She's going to be very, hopefully, much more mature, and she's going to think differently about her life, particularly what direction she wants it to go in her personal life. And so what she's doing now is going to greatly affect her people's perception of her, for one thing, and whatever behaviors she's doing now could potentially interrupt whatever plan she might have down the road. You know, that's one of the biggest problems that I have with young people today in their 20s, is that they're just not thinking long-term at all. And you know, we all understand what it's like to be young and to have not a care in the world. We get that. But within reason, you know, you've got to be smart in your choices and think forward.
She appeared this last weekend on Saturday Night Live. She was a host, and she was also the musical guest. And she spoofed herself, and they made a lot of jokes about it in kind of typical SNL fashion. When she actually performed, she kept it low-key. And not being a fan of her music, I was rather impressed with her talent. She is a pretty good singer. And she didn't have to pull out all the stuff that she's been doing publicly lately. But you say, while she is a great singer, she's not an artist. And, of course, her defense on the Today Show recently was, you know, I'm an artist and people just don't understand my art, kind of a thing.
And, you know, we've heard that so many times really since the 60s. You know, anything goes. And so if you don't appreciate that mentality, then you just don't understand. You're so, you know, backward and not deep enough to understand, you know, that this is art. You know, one of the points I was trying to make in that open letter in the article was that I compared what she's doing now with what she did before and how she relied on her voice several years ago to just do its thing. And now she still has that voice, but she's choosing to really disregard it and dismiss it because the other things that she's doing is taking over. And so everyone's focused on that. And one of the points I was making in the article is that anybody can do what you're doing. I mean, we wouldn't, but we could. It's not talent to do those things she's doing. And so, but voice-wise, I don't have that talent. I wish I did to sing really well, but I don't. So let's let that shine, not what you're putting the spotlight on now, which is not talent and not art.
Could part of it be, and this, she's not unique. In young pop stars, they're usually the girls. I don't know why the guys don't go through this to the same degree, but usually the girls do. Maybe you can explain that to me. Could part of the problem be that she has been so disconnected from her parents because of the career path that both of them have chosen that she's trying to grow up on her own?
Well, that's why I started out by saying, you know, it's hard to compare somebody like her with just the average 20-year-old because her life bears no resemblance to most of ours when we were that age. I mean, she's been raised in a cocoon of Hollywood, and she has people around her who are, in you know, certainly telling her, this is the direction you want to go, this is what works, this is how you make money, this is how you're going to stay on top, blah, blah, blah. She's getting fed all this stuff, and she's actually succumbing, ironically, to the temptation, if you will, or message from Hollywood that she actually argued in her movie Hannah Montana, I don't know if you saw that, that girls should not do, or that people should not do, that family, it's all, you know, her messages in that movie were fabulous. It was all about coming from Nashville, and, you know, it's all about family and the real person, and then she, they show what Hollywood can do, and the message was, don't get sucked into that. So it's, you know, who is the real Miley, I guess, is really the question. But the bottom line is she needs to understand the effect and the influence that she has on young people and take that very seriously. You cannot have that kind of power and money and influence and just trash it and think that, you know, you're going to have to answer yourself at night. But the reality is you're hurting people. You're harming their lives. And you have an extra pressure, yes, on you to do the right thing, which is very difficult. On the other hand, you've been given all this money and power, so it's a trade-off.
Some might say that given the course of the sexual revolution today, that she's kind of emerging as a feminist icon. She's going to do whatever she wants to because she can. She has the money. She has the power. She has everything that feminism promised women. How would you respond?
Give her a few years. You know, 10 years from now, when she's looking to have more meaning in her life and family and love and those things that most people crave, she's going to struggle. And so what looks like, sort of like enjoy your fun now, because it will end, and you will have a big problem on your hands when you can't live a simple life and get the kind of love that ultimately you're going to be seeking. It's very difficult to marry power and love. And it's just, it's a matter of trade-offs and choices, and I, you know, I feel badly for her, actually, but it will come back to bite her.
Another factor here that might play into the point you've made here several times, that this isn't your typical 20-year-old girl, is that she may well also be feeling the forces of a Hollywood, for lack of a better term, a Hollywood, a music industry in her case, that is intent upon using her for everything they can get out of her. Sinead O'Connor recently wrote an open letter to Miley Cyrus, kind of profanity-laced thing, but it had a point, which was no one who's telling you that you could keep, should keep doing this really cares about you at all. What are your thoughts?
I didn't see that, but that's really, and that's what I meant by when she, you know, years down the road, when she wants to find real love and have a simple, presumably family life, and really settle down and be a more grounded person, she will come to realize that all these people that she's surrounded by don't give a crap about her. They just don't. And that's the stuff behind the scenes that we don't see when we're watching all this stuff play out before us. All we see is the power and the money and the fun aspect of it, you know. But she goes to bed at night, and she's the one who's going to have to realize at some point, these people I'm surrounding my life with just don't care. I'm just a commodity to them. And then eventually she's going, that will, as I say, run out. And she will say, I want somebody to love who loves me for me. She's going to have a real hard time finding it.
Suzanne Venker's our guest. We're offering some unsolicited advice to pop star Miley Cyrus here in the first few minutes of Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, October the 8th. A few more minutes with her right after this.
Arch Fitness of Greater St. Louis has a new fall schedule for adult boot camps and sports performance training classes. There's plenty of flexibility with workouts on weekday mornings, weekday evenings, or even Saturday mornings. Arch Fitness has a new, bigger location at 127 West MacArthur Drive in Cottage Hills, Illinois. For more information, check out the Facebook fan page for Arch Fitness or call Kevin Reisick at 618-670-6952. Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois.
Here's an opportunity for you to get up to 75% off many of the resources you hear us promote on Issues Etc. It's Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale from 8 in the morning until noon on Saturday, November the 2nd. Concordia Publishing House is located south of Interstate 44 at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. The 2013 warehouse sale, Saturday morning, November the 2nd at Concordia Publishing House, 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If Issues Etc. refuses to scratch your itchy ears and scratches your old scabs instead, and you love them for it, then Redeemer Lutheran Church is the church in Fort Wayne for you. The only real difference between Issues, Etc. and Redeemer is that Todd and Jeff only talk about Jesus. We talk about Jesus, but we also put him into people's mouths. We drive off demons with water. We are the church. And yes, we serve Jell-O in the basement.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues, Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues, Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues, Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues, Etc.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkins. Suzanne Benker is our guest. We're giving some advice to pop star Miley Cyrus here in the first few minutes. Suzanne has written a recent blog post titled An Open Letter to Miley Cyrus. In that post, Suzanne, you say something, some rather upfront, harsh language for the pop star. You say to Miley Cyrus, what you are demonstrating at present is desperation. What you're telling the world is, you're angry, confused, arrogant, defensive, and insecure. Those are some pretty harsh words for her. What do you mean by it?
Well, her interview with Matt Lauer on the Today Show was just so blindingly obvious to anybody with any life experience. Her arrogance is scary. I mean, genuinely scary, because she's utterly clueless and really believes everything she's saying. That's what makes it kind of so scary. But again, if you have the talent and you're this artist that she claims to be, you don't need these antics. You don't need this piece that she's added. Again, I hate to keep comparing her with Taylor Swift, but I can't help it because they're the same age roughly. Look at the power and successful career that Taylor Swift has without doing those things. When she looks back, she's not going to have those same regrets. That's something that, go back to your original question, if Miley were my daughter, I'd say this is exactly how you should be looking at your choices in this music industry, is what's going to carry you through time, and how are you really going to feel good about yourself and your talent, by banking on the talent or by spending several years doing what she's choosing to do, and clearly not being able to feel good about presenting the real talent that she has. It's just all for show. And as I said in the letter, anybody can do that. There's no talent in it. It's just that she's doing it. But that's not a talent, just to do it. It's just daring and stupid, but that's not talent.
Is she giving us a picture, kind of a cautionary tale, so to speak, to the public, of what adolescence looks like when separated, at least temporarily, from the consequences of your action? Because she is wealthy, because she's famous, she's insulated from some of the consequences.
Yeah, absolutely, because we give way too much power to these people in thinking that they are impervious to the consequences, as you say, and they're not. You just don't see them. You know, it's private. You're never going to see the reality of these people's lives. That's what makes it all such a joke. It's all so fake. People follow this stuff without realizing there's a whole other side to this that you're not able to see from your end. And that's what makes it so scary, and why I used kind of harsh language in that letter, because they're not really grasping the scope of how they're affecting young people's lives. You really have to be, like, my daughter can see, she's 13 years old, she can see the difference between a Taylor Swift and a Miley Cyrus. Now, she's a little beyond her years in terms of maturity, but generally speaking, it's really obvious. It's just a matter of what kind of parental influences you have in terms of how much you're going to ingest all of those messages. You know, you have to counteract them as a parent, because you can't shield them from it. They're going to see this stuff. So it's so much more important today, especially, that moms and dads are having those conversations with their daughters about what they're seeing. And clearly Miley Cyrus's mother isn't having that conversation with her, because she doesn't care. She's obviously supportive of this, so she's a part of the problem.
Before we let you go, what can you tell us about your new organization, Women for Men?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yes, I'm very excited. I've teamed up with some pretty wonderful people to finally have a place for, really, I started off sort of as a men's rights idea, because I know there's men's rights groups that are run by men, but we wanted this to be really women-focused, and to have a group of women and an organization that speaks to the issues of both men and boys, as well as gender relations, in a way that we have not heard since feminism in the 60s did its thing. So it's sort of like a national organization for women, but for men, and being concerned with all, you know, the fallout of what feminism has, you know, is responsible for in terms of gender relations.
Folks, you'll find a link to Women for Men and to Suzanne's recent blog post and open letter to Miley Cyrus at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Suzanne Venker is founder of Women for Men, a contributor, a frequent contributor to Fox News, author of the books Seven Myths of Working Mothers, The Flip Side of Feminism, and her latest, The War on Men. And she's written a recent blog post titled An Open Letter to Miley Cyrus. Suzanne, thank you.
Thank you.